happy and holy Thanksgiving Day, Mrs. Joanne, to you, to your family members, and in a very special way, all the alumnis of the United States of America. That your Thanksgiving Day may be a real experience of God, it's His inescapable presence and nearness. God doesn't want anything from us. We can't offer anything that is not His. All what He prefers, all what He wants, is not a word of thanks or a life of thanks. And your Thanksgiving Day become a joyful day, a happy day, a day of unity, a day of peace. And I hope and pray that all the families who celebrate such a beautiful feast, not only in the material sense, not only in the celebration of the family, but also a spiritual experience. God is the center. He is to be thanked. What a beautiful, wonderful idea it is to thank God for the gift of everything. Gift what is not, that we have not received. I always think that sentence from St. Paul. What is not that we have not received from God, except our own sins, failures and shortcomings. That's the only thing, God, we have not received. But the rest, whatever is good in us, comes from God. Whatever is good in us, and it's the gift of God. And as we know that we are all containers of God's love, containers of God's love. We are God's investments. God has invested in us. In us, what has He invested in each one of us? He has invested in us His own love. God doesn't have anything else but love. And He invests His love in us. And that love, when it's shared, it becomes tremendously rich. When we share that love with each other. When we share that love of God and concern for one another, what an incredible richness. The more sharing, we become more gifted and more to share. And we are now struggling to have a van, you know, to have a van for our house, for because not for the passengers, but bringing things from the market. But because they are asking so much, a very high amount of money. I mean, since even if it is, you know, we are now necessary, but it's not coming too into it. But anyway, God bless them and protect them, everybody. But when we know that God is investing everything in us, in and through us, we can share. The other day, the gospel was on talents, Monday gospel. God has investing. That's talents. Is what is the investment? It's love. The basis of all talents, all gifts come from God. So let us praise and thank God for the gift of each other. Oh, thank you, Mrs. John Cake, for what you are doing, what you are sharing, the help you give to the LMCs, your family members, to all. And let everyone share the love of God with one another. And that we may grow in holiness and increase in number as LMCs in the United States and the world, and persevere in our vocation. Persevering is a challenge for everybody, but not simply persevering, simply living, but growing in holiness, growing in sharing, growing in love, growing in understanding love. Make us worthy, Lord, to serve our fellow men throughout the world, who live and die in poverty and hunger. Give them this day their daily bread, and by understanding love, give them joy and peace and love. God bless you all. May the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come down on you, and especially on this Thanksgiving Day, to every single LMCs of the United States and of the world. Thank you, and offer a prayer for me as I do for you now. Take care and bye-bye.